It is the time of the light returning.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't noticed it yet, but they say.
I think my attitude's better.
Yeah, and it's also the time of New Year's.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a time when a lot of us reflect on our life and think mm-hmm. about, and some make New Year's resolutions, and some of us sort of think about what we'd like to create in our lives. Is anything not there that we need to have there, or things that need to go away that are there?
Mm-hmm.
And so I want to talk a little about that. And, you know, you've done New Year's resolutions?
I have, but I don't really get into them of mm-hmm. late because they don't stick with me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I have sort of in the past done, oh, I'm going to do this, 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 and this. And then that just sort of dissipates. By Valentine's Day, it's like, what were those again?
That's, you know, and you're so not alone. That's the majority.
Yeah.
I mean, change is really hard. And the one of the things that we know from all the research in neuroscience and psychology, I have to figure out a way to have a focus. How do I keep my focus on what's most important? And one of the things for me about New Year's resolutions that I finally gave up on was, because New Year's resolutions in general, it's like, how do I resolve and make myself better? And, you know, a plan and goals. And for some things, that works just great, particularly the more easy adaptations, you know, like eat bran for breakfast, you know. But for the more difficult stuff, like listening or kindness or being more present or using my strengths, it's really, you don't make yourself into that, which is why I like using intentions for the bigger, deeper mm-hmm. questions. And the thing with a question, an intention, I was defined, this is by a Dr. Jeannie Belden Charles, a colleague of mine, and she wrote a white paper on intentions. And she said, an intention is defined as an aim that guides action towards a purpose. So guides your action. Choosing an intention, whether it be a quality you want more of in your life, a focus you want more of, or even just choosing how you want today to be, is a creative act. The choice creates a focal point, and the focal point sets energy in motion, shaping your experience, which further shapes your responses. So it's a focus, which is what in neuroscience, when they say, when change really happens, what you focus on literally changes your brain.
Mm-hmm.
And the other neuroscience term is attention density. You know, how do you keep it in front of you? So how do I set an intention? And for me, I like to do the intention as a question, because then I can learn, can live into it, because I know the biggest and deepest changes I've made have been learning experiences. Like this last year, in hindsight, I think it was around kindness. I didn't have a sort of a language, but I wanted to soften. I watched my mother harden to protect herself from vulnerability, and I was reading all this stuff about vulnerability. I thought, you know, I have that. I'm vulnerable to hardening, and I need to keep learning about that, so I don't have that shield that I have used traditionally to keep myself safe. So I was working around, I didn't have language per se, but I was like, what would this day be like with a little bit more softness or a little bit more kindness? And what was my surprise was I learned about self-kindness. I learned about my harsh inner critic, and I learned to befriend her, find ways to help her calm down, things like that. And it was only through living with a question around that. It wasn't like, okay, I've got a goal, I'm going to be kind tomorrow, what would that look like? You know, and for some folks, they can do that. I can't. I have to sort of live and learn my way into it by paying attention. So what Jeannie Belden Charles says is, quote, when we work with intention, we consciously begin to create that in our lives. It begins to work us, and we begin to notice how and when it shows up. We shed a light on the aspect of us that may have been denied or overshadowed, and let it develop into its full expression. So when I think about, that's Dr. Jeannie Belden Charles, when I think about my own around kindness, it was just paying attention and noticing it when it was happening, which is, again, when all the research around visualization and intention, the more you can notice it and pay attention to it and savor it, the more you can cultivate more of it. Now, if you know what it looks like, if you can kind of imagine it, the more you can do it in your mind's eye. So, for example, getting very quiet, whatever that is for you, centering, praying, yoga, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then what would this day, what would this moment be like with a little bit more of whatever intention you're working? Just notice that. Just ask that question. And if you have a sense of what it moments where it was alive and well, you replay those as if they're the present reality, anticipating the future where there's more of that. And what we know about visualization is it's got to be a full body experience. You smell it, you, mm-hmm. you hear it, you feel it in your bones. You summon that. And we know that works for golf, and we know it works for downhill skiing, and also works for other aspects in our life, because those mental rehearsals are very powerful in your brain. But if you don't know what it looks like, then you just keep asking yourself that question and try to notice and savor it when it occurs. You keep repeating the process of the question. What would this meeting look like with a little bit more of whatever quality you're trying to have? What would this day, what would next month look like? What would my work look like with a little bit more? And as you ask the question, it makes it easier for you to start envisioning it and noticing it and seeing opportunities to have more of it in your life. I mean, a lot of wise people have said that once you commit to something, once you get clear about something and really keep focusing on it, things unfold in a way that are surprising. I know you're nodding. You had that experience?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's crazy. I mean, when it happens, you say, why don't I do X more?
Right.
Because the result is so pleasantly surprising.
Yes.
I mean, you know, yeah.
Well, things unfold in a way you hadn't even imagined.
Exactly.
Which is when you set a resolution or a goal and you got, you know, very specific action items and yep. you got a very specific outcome, that's fine, but it might actually be limiting. Because I know when I've set an intention for, how I'm going to work or the kind of work I'm going to do or how I want to be with my family, things have unfolded in a way that I hadn't even imagined that I so appreciate. There's a quote that's often attributed to Goethe, apparently incorrectly. this was actually done by a Scottish man, William Hutchinson Murray, who wrote the Scottish Himalayan Expedition. And he says, "The moment one commits oneself, then providence moves in. A whole stream of events issues from the decision, raising in one's favor all manner of unforeseen incidents, meetings, and material assistance which no man or woman could have dreamt would have come his or her way." And that there's lots of quotes like that. Joseph Campbell, "Follow your bliss and doors that are only for you will open." And I don't know how the universe works. It's way beyond my pay grade. But I do understand that from my own experience, when I really commit to something, really focus, and then keep paying attention to it, things slowly move ahead. Now, of course, I need to keep taking action, too. But what's the next right step? Not looking five steps out. You know, mm-hmm. it's here right now. What's the next right step? I see opportunities I may not have otherwise seen mm-hmm. because I'm focusing on it. Let me just close with a quote from Rilke. This is from Letters to a Young Poet. "Have patience with everything that remains unsolved in your heart. Try to love the questions themselves, like locked rooms, like books written in a foreign language. Do not now look for answers. They cannot be given to you because you could not live them. It is a question of experiencing everything. At present, you need to live the question. Perhaps you will gradually, without even noticing it, find yourself experiencing the answer some distant day." So what would you like a little bit more of in your life, and how can you keep your focus on that?
Excellent. Thanks, Marcia.
Happy New Year's.
Happy New Year to you.